14 years ago today, nearly 3,000 lives were lost, and even more were changed after the 9/11 attacks. To mark the day, the group Entrepreneurs for North Texas hosted what it calls Freedom Day. 1,000 volunteers, including 300 veterans, spent the day in the woods south of downtown Dallas. I chronicled a single hour. It's a little after 8 in the morning. I'm on a bus filled with volunteers. We're on our way to an area known as the Texas Horse Park. Sitting in front of me is one of the volunteers, caffeinated, ready to go.
Rachel Williams, RACHELWILLIAMS.
It's her third year helping out.
It kind of, gives you soul hugs or something.
Hugs on a day you might want one. September 11th.
So today is really just a day about giving back and making a different memory for 9/11 and kind of replacing those bad memories and doing something good for the community.
Williams tells me right before we get off the bus, her grandfather was in the Marines, and so was her grandmother. It's almost 8:30 now. Hundreds are pouring into an open-air pavilion where there are usually as many ponies as people.
We are in the Great Trinity Forest at the Texas Horse Park.
That's Catherine Cuellar. She's executive director of Entrepreneurs for North Texas. Remember? The group running this day.
Today's service project will benefit Equest, which provides therapeutic horsemanship to veterans and special needs children.
The volunteers will be digging water lines, clearing trails through the park, and building raised garden beds for carrots and lettuce to feed the horses. It's around 8:50 now.
I found Jeff.
That's Jeff Hensley. He's a 21-year veteran who flew fighter jets for the Navy. Half his career, he was active duty, the other half, a reservist, and he volunteered to serve in Iraq. On that morning in 2001, he was piloting a commercial flight for United out of Hartford, Connecticut.
We flew right over Manhattan on the departure out of New York, what turned out to be about 30 minutes before American 11 went in.
One of his military friends was on the other plane that hit the towers.
My transition it took a long time and it was really hard, but there were a lot of people out there that helped me. They stepped in and they took my hand and helped me find my fit in civilian life.
When he came back from serving in Baghdad, things were rough. So his kids started going to equine therapy, and it turns out he thought it was helpful. He wanted to get involved. Hensley earned his master's in counseling, and now he's clinical director of Equest. That's the group these hundreds of volunteers are helping out. Which brings us to today. And a moment of silence.
It is 9:03 a.m., the moment at which Flight 175 hit the second World Trade Center tower. Thank you all for being here.
With that, the work begins. A day of building and gardening and remembering the lives lost and changed on September 11th, 2001. Kat Chow, KERA News.